to the Daily Dose of Awesome, sponsored by Elite Marketing Pro. This is Krista, and this is your 15 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education to help you get your day going strong. Today's speaker is Kate McShay, and we are very, very excited to have her on the call today. Since we only have 15 minutes, I'm going to be quiet now and turn it over to Kate. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Krista. Thanks for that awesome introduction. So happy to hear your voice again. All right, so I'm going to hop right in here, and if you are inside of the Elite Marketing Pro community and don't know Krista yet, make sure you reach out to her. She's an amazing leader inside of the community and somebody that can definitely give you some wisdom, so make sure that you connect with her. Okay, so.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, thank I am going to take it over and hop right into what I'm going to share with you guys this morning for me, because I'm on the West Coast, but I'm pretty excited to share this with you because this has kind of been on my mind a little bit lately, and I don't know if you've ever felt like this before, but I want to talk to you about the difference between obligations and opportunities that you have at your fingertips, because this is something that I came across a couple of years ago when I was just starting out building my business, and at that point in time, I wasn't really seeing too much success in my business, okay? From what I expected. I was taking action. I was taking somewhat consistent action, and I just consistently felt like when I woke up in the morning and I had to get out of bed and I needed to do the things that I had to do that were on my list, right, for my business, I felt down in the dumps. I felt a little demotivated, and I don't know if you've ever felt this way before. And this used to happen to me quite a bit until I found out and I actually heard the contrast between obligations and opportunity. And what can happen a lot is when you're feeling like you're down in the dumps, you just don't feel like working on your business, or you're getting down on yourself. Oftentimes that comes from this feeling of acting from a place of obligation. So let's break down the difference between obligation and opportunity. So then what I can do is I can help you if you're feeling like this, or if you've ever felt like this before, if you have a teammate who's feeling like this, you can help them shift into thinking of the space of the opportunity that you have at your fingertips. So here's the thing. Here's the deal. So obligation, okay? The definition of an obligation is an act that you're morally or legally bound to doing. Okay, so that is hopefully feeding your kids, right? Taking care of your children. This could be paying your mortgage. This could be going to your job, right? If you don't go to your job, what happens? There's consequences, right? If you just don't show up for a week, you probably don't have a job anymore, right? These are things where you basically take an oath that you have a responsibility to take action on these things, to show up, right? To take care of other people. That's an obligation, okay? Now, opportunity is something that's different. It's a set of circumstances that makes it possible to actually do something, okay? So one thing that I've noticed, and if we talk about it, we talk about opportunity, right? You have the opportunity to be a good parent. You have the opportunity to change someone's life. You have the opportunity to increase your income. You have the opportunity to show up to your job every single day and perform at your best. You have the opportunity to pay your mortgage on time, right? So these are a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. You have an opportunity to impact somebody else. You have an opportunity to grow today as a person. So what happens a lot, all right, is when we're in a space of being down in the dumps, or being demotivated, or feeling like every single time we do something, it doesn't go the way that we expected, right? Or you worked all day, right? You took care of the kids. It's 10 o'clock at night, and now it's time for you to have to go to work, and you actually have to do more work, right? There's a lot of times where you just don't feel like it. Now, there's two reasons that these feelings come up, okay? One of them is because when you're looking at your business, when we're talking about building your business, when you're looking at your business, you're looking at it as an obligation, as something where you signed a contract that means that you have to show up, that it's like paying your mortgage, okay? Think of that. Think of it like that. Think of building, of when you're demotivated and you're down in the dumps, you're thinking about the things you have to do to build your business, like paying your mortgage or like going to your job, right? Because when we were raised to grow up, go to school, go to college, get a good job, right? And so it was always thinking about the obligations that we have versus viewing things as an opportunity, okay? Now, the one thing that I can tell you is when you're down in the dump, it's either because you're thinking from a space of obligation, right, things that we have to do, and believe me, you don't have to do any of this, right? You don't have to make those calls. You don't have to write those emails. You don't have to place that Facebook ad. You don't have to build a business. It's a choice, and there's a huge power in having that choice. Entrepreneurship is a choice, right? You don't have to sign a contract to do it. And so what we have to do is we have to make a shift in thinking from a space of obligation always to thinking of a space in opportunity, okay? And here's what I mean. So a lot of times when we're down in the dump, when we think from a space of obligation, we're thinking from things that we have to do versus thinking and also thinking on how things don't turn out like we expected, okay? We're focused on the outcome versus what happened in the action and how we can grow from it. So, for example, your Facebook ad didn't turn out like you planned, right? Your Facebook ad didn't get approved. The person who bought from you refunded. The person that you called and you had a follow-up call with never returned your call. The person, you know, you called 10 people and one person picked up, or you hosted a webinar and nobody showed up. I've been there before. I've hosted webinars where no one has been on there except for me, okay? Those things happen. Now, the difference is if you're focused on the obligation, right, or that negative expectation or that expectation of what you thought you were going to get versus becoming addicted to what that opportunity has given you, then there's a huge difference on how you perform, okay? So one of the biggest shifts that I want you to think about today is thinking about, are you acting from a place of obligation or are you acting from a place of opportunity? So if we go back to, okay, so your Facebook ad didn't perform the way that you wanted it to perform, right? So there's two ways that you can go about this. You can start thinking from a space of obligation. So every time you sit down at your desk and you've got to set up a Facebook ad, it's this feeling of, ugh, I got to do another ad. I don't know if it'll get accepted. It's probably not going to get as many clicks as I wanted to, which means it won't get as many leads and all of that, right? And, hey, everybody's been in that space. I've been in that space before. However, one of the biggest things you can do is make that shift to opportunity of, number one, what did you learn? And number two, what do you have to do differently in order to continue to grow and to move forward? So always thinking from, so that first Facebook ad didn't work? Okay, no big deal. What's the opportunity that I have right now? I have an opportunity to grow. I have an opportunity to see what will work because I found out what didn't work, okay? So that's one of the biggest things that you can do. Let's talk about another example, okay? So calling people. Which is something that a lot of people don't want to do, okay? So you get home from a long day at work, and you sit down at your desk, and you have 10 leads that you have to call. And the immediate thought is, if you're thinking from a place of obligation, is, shoot, I got to call these people. Man, what if they say no? Oh, man, what if they don't answer? Oh, man, what if they do answer? This obligation of feeling like you're at a job versus the opportunity of thinking of those calls in a completely different way. Opportunity of, I get to expose somebody new to my business. Opportunity of, I get to help somebody else grow today. Opportunity of, I can potentially impact somebody else today. Opportunity of, I get to learn what to say that will hopefully get me more yeses than no's. Opportunity of, I get a chance to practice again on something that I love doing, which is building my business. And so when you take that mindset shift from thinking about the obligation, thinking of your business like a job and thinking of the expectation of all the things you thought would happen that didn't happen, versus then making that shift, taking that leap, making a huge step into that space of thinking from a space of opportunity, of what opportunity do I have today in order to move forward inside of my business? What opportunity do I have to learn and grow? What opportunity do I have to share to other people to help them learn and grow? Great example of this is right before I hopped on this call, I was actually talking with Tim Irway. I'm working on a project, and he's helping me out with it. And we had built out this big project, right? I had been developing it and trying to figure out how to make it work, and it just wasn't working. So we were just on the phone hashing it out, and we redeveloped the presentation, right? And so I'm so much more confident in how it's going to go down. Everything makes so much more sense. It's so much smoother. However, I could have had two options on how I thought about it, right? I could think immediately of the obligation of like, ugh, now I have to go redo all these slides. Now I have to redo this. Now I have to go through this. Now I have to, you know, rewrite the script. Now I have to change out what I was doing before. It's going to take me so much time. Total space of obligation, right? Thinking in a space of like, it's a job. It's something that I don't enjoy doing versus I now have an opportunity to make things much more simple for the people that I share this project with. I have an opportunity to make the project 10 times better than it was 30 minutes before that, okay? I have an opportunity to continue to hash out and make this project as good as it can possibly be so it can impact as many people as it can possibly be. And I had an opportunity to learn and grow this morning. So that's the difference for me of thinking from a space of obligation versus thinking from a space of opportunity. And when you move over to that space of opportunity, you're going to find that I at least find that I'm so much more positive. I'm happier. I'm excited to go and do what I want to do, which all of us should be, right? Because, again, entrepreneurship is a choice. Building a business is a choice. Nobody is forcing you to do this, right? This is all stuff that you guys created. You created these circumstances for a possibility to do something great. And that's the most important part here is always viewing that what you have at your fingertips is an opportunity for you to be able to do and be something great. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, share with you on this beautiful Friday morning so that you can wrap up the rest of your week. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I challenge you to think from a space of opportunity and to thrive and challenge yourself to consistently remind yourself to think from a space of opportunity, because I can promise you that, at least for me, it has worked wonders and has changed so much on how I go about life in general. And so I want that to be able to happen to you too. So that's it for me, Krista. If you've got anything and you want people to come and chime in, that sounds good to me. Would be super excited to hear from you.
Yeah, well, that was amazing. That was really the difference between a fixed mindset and being stuck and a growth mindset, and just look at what you have and what you can do and what you're able to, well, accomplish. So thank you. That's totally really something that that you can use when you are in a dump. Just think,
awesome.
Okay, what is it? Yeah. So great.
Cool.
I love it. I'm going to unmute the callers.
Awesome.
So they can say their thanks. So you're all unmuted.
Well,
thank you, it's Barbara Tyler.
All about
thanks.
Attitude. That was a great, great call.
Oh, awesome. Good. Happy that you enjoyed it.
Always.
Thanks, Kate.
Enjoy
Hope
it,
you
Kate.
Guys enjoy it so much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Yeah,
hey,
I like
Kate,
that.
Eric in St. Louis. Thanks, man.
Hey, Eric.
Yep.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to quote you there, Kate. Entrepreneurship is a choice, an opportunity to do something great. That is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. Good. I'm happy you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Okay. So everybody has said what they want to say?
I'm good. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And
okay.
Thank you, Krista, for stepping up and you did great in your first call.
Yeah, awesome
you.
Job, Krista. Really, really great
thank
job.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm going to end the call then, and we'll all talk next Friday.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, everybody. Have a great Friday. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.